There is a scourge within the urban communities of my country. It is the formation of gangs by young people and some that are a little older, and their life is one of total violence toward each other, toward the community. And for what purpose? I have yet to figure that out. And I see the distress of mothers who see their children, their young men, enticed into these gangs by the lure of easy money and all kinds of perverted things. Listen to what Solomon tells us in the Proverbs as his father gave him advice. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent to them. If they say, come with us, let us lay in wait for blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as a grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all kinds of valuable things. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast your lot among us, and let us all have one purse. My son, walk you not in the way with them. Refrain your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which takes away the life of the owners thereof. You see, David was talking to his son and giving this proverb. Now, Solomon was the prince of Israel, and his father said, don't give in to the people that want you to be just the greatest bandit in the land. But the lesson comes to those today who would join a gang, who would join in the violence and the theft and the drug use and all the things that go with it, so that these young men, many of them, never live to be old men because they've laid a trap for their own life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you rescued me from being a violent man, from being a thief, from being the enemy of everyone that I see. I pray for those in the inner city. I pray for the young people. I pray for the gang members, Lord, that somehow the light of truth will come into them and they'll be able to get out of the gangs with their lives and walk with you and find a brand new life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.